Okay.
I need to take a point of personal privilege here.
Any
as a P&D member, okay? I need to tell you something. First of all, there is nothing more than what I stated here earlier in terms of the finances. There is nothing more. There's no large looming losses. Nothing of that nature. What's happening is what's happening. We cannot, as Pacifica board members, if given the choice, which is not the choice currently, but might be in the near future, but given the choice between entering into bankruptcy and taking a loan, if we enter into bankruptcy and we're not able to restructure quickly enough, a bankruptcy judge will appoint a trustee who will pay our debts using the simplest, easiest, quickest method possible, which may be selling a station. You know, you have no idea how much responsibility it is being on the Pacifica National Board. If you're going to tell me that I have to vote for bankruptcy over a mortgage, I have to tell you that I ain't going to do it, because bankruptcy is worse, because it could result, because the trustee could be a John Birch member. We have no idea. This is a California legal system. Do you trust them? I'm not saying that that's imminent, but believe me,
who's the bankruptcy is
it's not that far
away. Who's the bankruptcy is imminent? What member? You are bullshitting us.
Oh, come on, man.
The bankruptcy, so, I'm telling you, when is the bankruptcy? What's the schedule of this supposed crisis?
You're out of order.
You're a liar.
In the spirit of Grace's comments, I would like to amend the motion to read at this time.
Thank you. That's what I was raising earlier.
You'd like to do what?
I would like to amend the motion to read at this time.
Chris, will you accept that?
Chris, do you accept that? Really,
I don't like it. I'd like to know the sense of the body. I don't really care. I just want to get this over with and go home. If we can call the question, say at this time to call the question, then I'll go for it.
Can we call the question?
I don't mean it forever.
Can we?
I hate to do this, but it's a silly limit to your emotion. Not just Pacifica Buildings, if you can include the word unit, because that would also include the archive.
Ah, good. Thank you.
We've been bringing people down from national for 2 or 3 months in order to move national into archive into a nonprofit.
I'm going to decline that, Jonathan, with all due respect, because I think that if the board wants to do that, I have no problem with it. But the reason I'm declining is because I don't understand the issue of the archives, whether it's a mortgageable thing or not. I'm just talking about the building, really.
We acknowledge that the archives exist as a separate unit, unless somebody can correct me.
No.
Okay, it exists as a separate unit. It exists inside of our building. If they sell our building the archives, case still exists.
And
they can still be found, screwed over. My point is, what harm can it be to include the word?
Mr. Chair, I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough knowledge. I'm willing to just change it to be an asset.
Thank you. Legally correct.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, asset.
Once a member makes a motion and the body assents to that motion, it belongs to the body. It doesn't belong to that one member that made the motion.
He's accepted. So as long as he's accepted,
we're not.
And the
body will eventually vote on it. And that's what maybe adopted or not. Two months ago. Okay. So, are there any objections to the amendment?
Which amendment?
The amendment that Mr. Constantine has been. What is the final amendment?
I'm going to turn the question over to the body because I don't have enough knowledge to make a decision. But what is the friendly amendment?
My only change to your wording was that I believe in your wording was no Pacifica property
building.
No, right. Or if we only say building, that leaves the archive open.
Right.
And the reason why I bring it up is because that's a real threat to the archives that I've heard from archive staff. So, I mean, I just see no reason to exclude the archives in this wording, but I don't see that as being your intention.
No, it just didn't seem to fit in.
Well, as long as the wording includes and does not exclude the archives.
Mr. Adelson, this gentleman here said that assets would probably suffice.
Is what we're asking that they do not collateralize any loan with foundation assets?
Yes.
That would include the archives,
yeah.
Include all
the and it's a short motion.
And it's right down to the network.
Yeah. I only meant the KPFK building. That's all I meant.
You're all trying to prevent a vote here.
We oppose.
Grace, you better not
vote. You are preventing a vote.
No, I'm not.
So listen, children.
So what I suggested was that we say that we oppose the collateralizing any loan with Pacifica assets.
So the motion has been
at this time.
Yeah. Leslie has made a friendly amendment. This gentleman here has made a friendly amendment. I need to know exactly what the motion eventually is. So somebody needs to write it down. So we know what we're talking about.
Can I elaborate on that motion?
Please. Thank you for your patience.
Let's make it crystal clear what's going on. They say loan approved or not approved. It's not the issue. The issue is the application has been submitted for the loan. For the loan, you have to sign the application. Some people have decided and signed that application. No. What is the purpose of this meeting? There is, as the gentleman said, the motion is, we can put two decisions. Either confirm that decision to go along with the application that you have submitted to take the loan from the bank or revoke it. That decision should make it now.
Right.
And another issue, let's make it real quick, with regard to bankruptcy, there's two kinds of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 7, Chapter 11.
Yep.
Chapter 7, they must take your assets, but Chapter 11, they can give you time. Mm-hmm. Please, when you make common about law, make sure your familiar don't conflict with your audience.
Thank you so much.
The problem and the point is made with the loan agreement has already gone forward to say don't take out a loan doesn't really exist. Using collateral doesn't really I want to suggest the language that we oppose Pacifica agreeing to any loan that uses any Pacifica asset as collateral. That's in the bylaws. There's a different process. It's the next impossible gift. So I'm not going to complicate this.
Opposes collateralizing.
Pacifica agreeing to any loan that uses any Pacifica asset as collateral at this time.
Right. I concede to that motion and call the question.
The second part, you dropped off the second part.
The reason I dropped that off was my own bias in that is that I feel that the delegates they must put it forward, but I don't think we can impel them to vote this.
No, we can't. We can't force them to do it, but we can instruct them and they defy the instructions at their own risk.
All right, listen, the question has been called.
What question?
Do you accept that?
Yes.
Do you accept that?
Make sure the primary has it the way we're voting on.
But we provide that we include the language of and instruction.
Do you want to wait for that vote? Before you leave?
Include the language about the not-selling frequency, oh, yeah, which is another option.
I think LSB members should stay until there's a vote.
Absolutely.
You see, this is the problem. This is the problem here.
Jack, there's a vote.
Come on, Jack.
I
think the board is unified in the main motion. Divided in
Participating in this meeting. And as a result of your censorship, Ms. Loggins, Jack, you may come to an end to this question.
The reason
why it's not okay, Mr. Rodney, is because for the same behaviors, it was mutual engagement from Mr. Sean Casey O'Brien, Ms. Donna Warren, and Ms. Grace Adams.
I called the question.
So if you're going to recommend,
I've already explained what my actions were, and I won't explain it again. I basically said that.
A motion has been put on to divide the two so that we can vote on them separately. Is that okay? Is there no objection? Because there's two parts of that motion.
Which is the second part?
The second part is to instruct the members to vote accordingly.
Oh, all right.
So if we separate them, we can vote on the first part, and then we can vote on the second part.
I'm calling for a roll call vote.
A roll call vote,
but first and the secretary to read exactly the motion. We have a record of what we're voting on.
Well, I think he just read it. Will you read it, and would you make sure that you do have exactly what he's saying?
It
was opposed to CIPCA agreeing to any loan that uses any specific asset as collateral at this time.
One more time with a big voice.
The KPFK LLC opposes Pacifica agreeing to any loan that uses any Pacifica asset as collateral at this time.
Do you have that in the talk? I said earlier before that I have asked those two members to leave, and I will not recognize them for the remainder of the meeting.
Hold on.
Can I hear what Terry has to say about this, please? Yeah, I'd like to speak on procedures for discipline in order to maintain decorum at a meeting. The chair has certain powers and authorities, particularly with regard to making parliamentary rulings, which all can be appealed by the body. With regard to enforcing discipline, it is the body that enforces discipline. So the way that the chair should be handling members that are breaching decorum is ordering that they be named in the minutes, which is a parliamentary decision that they have breached decorum, that the body can appeal that decision and prevent the recording in the minutes. If nobody objects to the chair's direction that the member be named in the minutes, they are named in the minutes. Another breach, the chair again directs that the member be named in the minutes for a breach of decorum. After three such violations of decorum, the chair should at that point say, this member has breached decorum multiple times. The chair will entertain a motion to discipline the member for their breaches. And the chair can even suggest a discipline to be enforced, which could be ejection from the meeting. But the chair does not have authority to decide the discipline. That is a power of the body as a whole.
Well, I read this particularly in the Robert's Rule of Books myself. Mm-hmm. And it did say that I had three times. I gave them three opportunities. They ignored it each time. Now, people were starting to leave. So I decided that they should be then leave. Now I will put it to the board. I'm happy to put it to the board about asking these two not to be part of this meeting any further.
Objection. Objection. Point of order.
Point of order.
Objection. Point of order.
Mr. Reyes, I had said that I gave him three consecutive times.
How about
Mr. O'Brien? If I had given him three and he ignored me, I would have done the same thing to him or somebody else.
It appears that there is no chair in the meeting. As the chair of the meeting, in this position, I will now begin conducting the meeting, Chair.
I make a motion for the permanent expulsion of Ian Johnson from the LSA.
He has the floor.
He has this team on the floor, please. Ms. Luck has the floor.
Because
I'm sick of this dress.
The chair cannot simply remove the right of an LSU member to vote. I would like us to proceed with the vote.
Thank you.
Including all LSD members present by roll call.
In explaining his decisions to the body, the chair made his ruling as to his own procedure. Ms. Radford's appeal of the decision of the chair would be in order at that point, and that would settle the matter.
Well, what I would like to do right now is I would like to put it to the board. I've asked these two members to leave. That was on before. She has not been recognized first.
I asked these two members to
no longer be a part of this meeting. That's what I'm asking.
To appeal.
I will, and all those in favor of this, of them no longer being a part of this meeting, please give me a show of hands. All those in favor of these two members,
roll call vote.
So again, I ask all of the favor, Ms. Dow, I need you for this.
Mr. Chair, you are not conducting the meeting. I was commanding that you do so. That is why you told me to do the
rest.
As a friend, please reconsider your decision. Let the whole meeting go on. Please, we could do that.
Okay. Please. All right, we'll do that. And a roll call vote on it. You guys are okay. But I just want to get this thing done. I have no horse in this race, believe me. Fine. I will recognize you. So let's get this vote on.
Right. Read the motion.
Read the motion once again, please.
The KPFK is opposed to any loan using Pacifica assets as collateral at this time.
No. We opposed Pacifica agreeing to any loan.
Agreeing.
Not that we're opposed to loan. We don't want you to enter into the loan.
Once again, can you read it as it is? We've heard it already.
We've heard it. He has an amendment, and he has a right to submit it.
Excuse me. You have to sit down.
No. You are being out of order. I am asserting her right under Robert's Rules of Order to submit an amendment to this.
We have moved to vote.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry, I didn't know.
That's because it wasn't recognized.
Thank you.
Let us vote.
Let us vote.
Tomorrow, you get it?
I did not hear a vote calling the question. Okay, so the debate is closed. Mm-hmm. Now, can we have a roll call vote on this, please? Please call out the names, please.
Mr. Chair, can we please make sure, because I haven't had the Secretary read it as I put it forward.
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Just read it out.
No. Let me read it.
The KPFK LLC is opposed to agreeing to any loan using Pacifica assets as collateral at this time.
No, we oppose Pacifica agreeing to any loan that uses any Pacifica asset as collateral.
Okay.
Now, read it out once again, please.
The KPFK LLC is opposed to Pacifica agreeing to any loan using Pacifica assets as collateral at the time.
It uses any Pacifica asset as collateral.
The KPFK LLC is opposed to Pacifica agreeing to any loan using any Pacifica assets as collateral at
the
time.
Correct.
Okay, that's what we're voting on. All those in favor of that motion?
It's a totally legally useless motion, David. You damn well know it.
We just want to get it right.
This is
you do not have the floor.
You have to state you're against the loan, period. Not that you're against their agreement to it.
Okay, all right, fine.
You don't need to know that. You guys are.
Come on, please. The debate is closed, please.
Bullshit.
Now, roll call vote, please.
Gray Sharon.
Physical.
I vote yes, but with the reservation that if I feel it's in the best interest of the foundation, take out a loan.
John Alexander?
Yes.
Chris Condon?
Yes.
Israel Fair?
Yes.
Sherna Gluck?
Yes.
Jan Goodman? Oh, there's Jan Goodman. Ian Johnson?
Yes.
Lupita, she's still not here. Tracy Larkin?
Abstain.
Ali Lexon?
Yes.
Myself, Sean Casey O'Brien? Yes. Riza Bourne?
Yes.
Leslie Rutherford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Well, you're going to hold on to that?
Abstain.
Yeah, you're abstain. Okay. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Steve? Yeah, you're still. Steve Winowet?
Yes.
Yosh? Is Yosh still here?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it.
Okay. And no? Who votes no?
Please be instructed at least.
We're going to vote for a second vote.
No objection.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
He instructed to indicate that there was no objection to this motion.
Right, no objection.
No objection to this motion.
Now, do you still want to vote for the second part of this motion?
Right.
Yes.
The second part was to instruct the TMB to vote accordingly.
Members
members of the TMB to vote accordingly.
I'd
like to.
Yes.
Okay, so is there any debate on this one? All those in favor of any debate?
Does the secretary have it?
We have a roll call on this also.
All those in favor of any debate on this?
No. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold on, we got a hand. Any debate on this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed?
Roll call vote.
And abstention?
Seeing none, okay.
Now we're going to vote on it. Now we're going to vote on the second part of the motion, which is
members.
And will you read that, please, Mr. Secretary, so we have this corrected?
Almost.
Instruct the directors to bring it at this time. No, not at this time.
Adam, will you help her out?
That was my understanding was that we instruct our directors to vote this.
Accordingly.
Yeah.
And to instruct our DMB members to vote accordingly.
There you go.
You
can't
do that. Okay, and we're doing a roll call on this. Okay, so we divide them, and now we're going to do a roll call on that. Can you read that first? So can you read that, please?
Instruct our PNB members to vote accordingly. Well,
it's going to be a complete sentence.
Motion.
Yeah, she doesn't. We need a complete sentence.
Yeah.
We instruct our PNB members to vote accordingly.
To the motion.
To the prior motion.
Okay.
The KTFK LSB instructs our delegates to the TMB to vote according to the prior motion.
So what are you going to do when they ignore you? They're going to.
We just want to be on the record first. The important thing was we need to be on the record.
We already know that.
We have ninjas.
He just asked me a question.
What are you going to do when we ignore him?
Okay, can you read that, please?
We can recall him. We're having a question.
Our PNB delegates to vote accordingly. According to the
vote of prior motion. You know, if they are going to vote, I'm the first person to demonstrate at the station. And rally people there.
I'll bring class to definitely do.
No, it does.
Okay, let's read it one more time, please. Can we read it again?
To vote according to the vote.
The vote according to the previous motion.
To the vote regarding the loan, but regarding the loan. How's that? Mr. Goodman?
Yeah, the only delegates mentioned in the bylaws are directly elected by the membership. The motion should be an instruction to the KPFK director.
Okay.
That's true.
Oh,
we can't tell the guys
today.
I had a vote.
Damn. Okay, can we read this? Can we read it once more before you before we vote on it?
The KPFK LLC instructs our P&B directors to vote according to the vote on the previous motion regarding the law.
Is that it pretty much? Yes. Once again, come on, last time. We're off, just hold on a little bit longer, folks. We're melting down.
Can you put the word our P&D director so that it makes it clear?
I think I said that.
You say our?
Say it. Read it again. Everybody, please.
The KPFK LLC instructs our P&D directors to vote according to the vote on this previous motion regarding the loan.
Okay. Roll call vote, please. Greg Perrin. Is Greg still with us? Okay. Dave Adelson.
Dan.
Okay, John Alexander. Chris Condon.
Yes.
Israel Pierce.
Same.
Okay. Sherman Black.
Yes.
Ian Johnson.
Yes.
Tracy Larkin.
Same.
Ali Lex, is Ali still with us?
He left.
No. Okay. Sean K. J. O'Brien, yes. Ray Zephor.
Ian.
Leslie Ledford.
Yes.
Rico's gonna hold, let's see. Jack Van Aken?
That's
Dave. Okay. And Steve, are you still with us? Steve Willowett?
Yes.
Okay. And Yosh. Is Yosh still with us?
No,
okay.
Want to
go
back
to John Dr. Downton?
No, I vote yes.
Okay, John. Okay, how many do we have?
One to vote.
Joseph.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Sure, you vote yes.
Zero no and
three abstentions.
How many yeses?
Eight. So it passes. So someone wants the motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Because we have had a complete meltdown. And that's what happens when you go over 3 hours, 4 hours. We're 4.5 hours now. We just started this for so much.
Can we have any reports now?